Cavalera, Friday, August 28th edition. Today there's really only one major story, but it's a big one. Squadron 42 has been delayed. Let's take the time to lay it out properly, because it deserves more than a throwaway sentence. Chris Roberts published a letter from the chairman yesterday. The message actually starts on a high note. The game broke a player record this year, peaking at nearly 36,000 simultaneous players outside of any promotional event. Active player numbers are also up through the first half of the year. Then comes the announcement that overshadows everything else. Squadron 42, previously targeting a release by the end of this year, has been pushed to Q2 2027. Chris Roberts, stated reason: avoiding a release in the media shadow of GTA V6, whose November launch is expected to dominate the attention of press and content creators alike. A limited test for a select group of longtime backers and content creators is planned for October 9th and 10th, with promises of release plan announcements to follow. The letter also addresses two recurring criticisms from the community. "No," says Chris Roberts. "The engine is not the problem. Virtually all of its systems have been rewritten over the years. And no, the team hasn't been whittled down to a skeleton crew. More than 600 people are working across both games, with the balance now tipping slightly toward Squadron 42. Unsurprisingly, the community isn't taking the news all in stride. On Spectrum, a thread gathering over 200 replies captures the mood well. Genuine fatigue over yet another delay, sitting alongside measured support for the decision. Some praise the transparency of the message, even while disagreeing with its content. Others are reaching all the way back to the very beginning, with one thread pointing out they've backed the project since its very first crowdfunding campaign, nearly 14 years ago, still without a firm release date. Others push back hard on the GTA VI explanation, finding it unconvincing, with one thread stating flatly that 6 months of delay cannot be explained by another game's release. The decision to restrict the October test to a small group rather than the full backer base is also drawing frustration, with some feeling that longtime supporters deserve the same access as invited content creators. Over on Reddit, the tone is sharper. One post is already preemptively roasting the excuse for a potential seventh delay. Another invites people to guess next year's reason. The staffing numbers cited by Chris Roberts are being picked apart, with some arguing that the persistent universe remains understaffed despite the figures given. And in a detail that feels almost too on the nose, the community noticed that the official Squadron 42 website still shows a 2026 release date. A bug report ticket was filed requesting the correction, a typo as unintentional as it is symbolic on a day like this. Amid all of that, one thing is drawing near universal praise: CIG's new documentary series Inside CIG, a behind-the-scenes look at the development of Alpha 4.10. The pilot episode is pulling one of the highest scores of the day on Spectrum, and the reception on Reddit is just as warm, partly thanks to Chris Roberts actually appearing on screen. Glimpses of the Kraken in the footage, including the command deck and cargo hold, are generating plenty of discussion, as is a cockpit shot that some players believe, unconfirmed, could belong to an upcoming Constellation variant. One mild criticism, though: the documentary itself mentions the shortage of PTU testers, a problem the community knows all too well. Meanwhile, the game keeps running. CIG published a by-the-numbers recap of Alpha 4.10, over 1,200 bug fixes submitted during the cycle, 479 of which addressed issues that predated it, and an average client FPS gain of around 15%. A hotfix landed on the patch yesterday, addressing several crashes and stability issues, including the well-known bug where Mendo Ren would fall off a balcony or die randomly after teleporting. On the ground, though, reception for the Siege of Orison encounter remains mixed, with part of the community feeling it falls short of the expectations the documentary itself helped build. One note for those who pledge: CIG has announced changes to the ship and game access gifting system applying to purchases made after October. A pledge intended as a gift will need to be designated as such at the time of purchase, and a primary access pledge will be automatically linked to each account when the new game library system launches on October 8th. The ship showdown vote is rolling along in the background, with the Clipper holding strong thanks to its supporters over the past few days. The verse by the numbers to close things out, $446,866 raised yesterday, bringing the total to just over $1.040 billion. That was Cavalera. Have a great weekend, everyone, and that's the verse.